This is KUOW News. I'm Paige Browning in Seattle. 3.6 miles. That's how long the crowd of the Women's March on Seattle is stretching today. The crowd is so massive that 2 hours after the march started at Judkins Park at 11, people were still filing out of the park. By that point, the front of the march had already reached Seattle Center. That's where they're hearing talks from Mayor Ed Murray and other speakers. The crowd is moving slow, but that's not bothering Linda Friant.
It feels fantastic to think that there are this many people who are willing to come out here and crawl along just to make a statement that they don't like what's going on and they won't like what's going on. So I don't mind crawling.
The march was prompted by the election and inauguration of President Donald Trump. People marched for all different reasons, but centered around supporting women's rights and opposing President Trump and his incoming cabinet. Bree Kohler is one of those marchers.
For me, it was really personal as a Muslim. I've coming into a time where I feel really afraid, actually. I feel afraid to leave the home. I know a lot of sisters who have been attacked. People have been attacked in their homes and their communities. And it's enough. We can't live like this, and we shouldn't have to.
One woman who showed up early for the march is Lisa Kerr. She says this is the beginning of a larger movement.
Well, that's the important thing, is that we don't lose our momentum after today. The important thing is to stay involved, stay vigilant, stay active, communicate with each other, and be supportive of each other.
Marchers say it's a festive, friendly atmosphere. And when it came time for lunch, a lot of people peeled off to mini marts and restaurants downtown and in the International District. Seattle police are along the route to provide security. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.